on the Buzz Radio Network.
He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality.
All right, welcome back. Final hour from Mexico Chiquito today. It is 12:06. Justin Acri, the shooter, Pat Bradley. Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's do your three-pointers first, then we will do entertainment news. Birthday trivia coming up a little bit later. And Matty T, I hope you're ready for a little birthday trivia today, big fella, because it's going to be awesome.
Well, I'm very excited.
Oh.
Are you just saying that? Because I know how you can be sometimes.
You should see my shirt right now.
Oh, buddy.
Hey.
It's not cold in here.
I don't even know what that means. Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
So the Indiana Sycamores, Indiana State Sycamores, 23-10 overall, 12-6 in the MVC.
That's impressive.
Do not mistake them with ISU, who's in the NCAA tournament.
That's right, the good ISU.
The number one thing, the number one point this team must do, not only tonight, but moving forward, if they are so fortunate, perimeter pressure. Need to challenge the point guard of Indiana State Sycamores. Mm-hmm. Their best player is their point guard. Nice smile.
That's
Jake
you.
Odom. I know. Jake.
Was this from the Rimrocker days?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'll get you one.
I got a Twitter picture of a Pat Bradley bobblehead. I want one.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't even want to know what you'll do with that big guy. The head bobbles quite a bit. Jake Odom is their point guard. He averages 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists per game. He is going to be the guy that dominates the ball for them. For us, the perimeter pressure, you've got to challenge this guy. It starts with the head of our defense. I'm talking Gully. I'm talking Wade. I'm talking if Kiko comes in. Whoever it is that's going to be hounding this guy baseline to baseline, if you can get him away from setting up the kind of offense that they want, much better chance of us getting what we want offensively, force them into bad shots. Number two, as we learned in the SEC tournament, the first game is the most important game. Coach Anderson said, well, we might have another senior night on our hands. I'm hoping that's the case. Tonight, at home, very rarely do you get the chance to play a tournament game at your home court.
True that. That's got to be a little surreal because it's like, wait,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, if they play it like they did their last senior night, they're going to be in good shape.
Exactly. And they'll play a lot, definitely a lot looser tonight. I have a pretty good feeling that they'll come out shooting the ball a lot better than they did. That's what's so – you just don't know. When you take a team – on the road, neutral site, tournament time, you don't know what you're going to get out of the first game. I do feel like these guys have learned how to prepare themselves, and they're going to play a lot looser. And number three, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
They have four guys that are scoring in double-digit figures. They have six guys that play 20-plus minutes. They average 11 turnovers per game. This is a team that's got a couple of senior guards that know how to handle pressure. So I don't think you should be afraid and back off. I still think you need to attack these guys and challenge these guys and get that turnover situation. If you can get them from 11, maybe up to 17 or 18, and what that does is, for us offensively, that is going to be the difference of the game. Us to get easier baskets, whether that's layups, free throws, dunks, or open jump shots, but you got to get the speed of this game going. And I say we win. I'm not going to say by how many. I'd be very surprised if we don't. I just think these guys are going to play a lot looser, a lot more comfortable than they did at the SEC tournament.
I just bought a Pat Bradley bobblehead for my man Kenny on Twitter. $4.99, they had this thing listed at a store. I said, I'll pay double.
Why is it tagged like it's coming out of the morgue?
$4.99 it costs.
Where?
It's someplace in Greenbrier. It was sponsored by Razorback Air Filters. It was for your bobblehead from the Rimrocker days.
May rest in peace.
Yeah, Pat Bradley right there. I just bought that thing for $9.98. Boom. Who's the big winner? I'm the big winner.
Send me that. $9.98.
Yeah, I told him I'd give him double the $4.99 it was going to cost.
That is too funny.
That's going to be sitting on my desk. Will you autograph it for me?
Yeah, I'll do it right across the forehead, big guy.
I was just going to suggest. I love it. Okay, cool.
Don't be coloring in my teeth.